following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday. Less than a week now from Big Ten Media Days. In fact, a lot of the work will be done by this time next week. We'll talk about that a little bit here, what goes on, because if you watch what went on at SEC, 4 days, really? When we used to go to Big 12, they did spread it out over 3 days. Big Ten... 2 days, and to tell you the truth, when Nebraska came into the league, and I found this somewhat funny, they didn't even have an, if you watch the Big 12, it's airing on Fox Sports this morning, and if you watch the SEC, which is ESPN, you saw them down there with College Football Live and all the media that is there. There wasn't even a radio row until Nebraska came into the Big Ten Conference. In fact, if I remember right, there were either 9 or 10 radio programs from all of the Big Ten Conference our first year in the conference in Chicago, and half of them were from Nebraska. To our show, I think a couple from Omaha, Husker Sports Nightly was there, and in the Big 12, I think we had 29 as much was one of them. But now it's continuing to grow in the Big Ten, and it's becoming bigger and bigger and bigger, and it is quite the fair. Next Monday, everybody's there. It's a kind of almost a free-for-all. Do what you can get radio-wise, and we've been very fortunate to get some really great interviews and coaches. And then Tuesday morning, you have a couple of hours where it's a different setting. It's like going to a wedding and having one of the guests of honor at your table, or going to a Tom Osborne retirement or a roast, and each table has a famous person, and then everybody can sit around and talk to them and ask questions and do interviews, and they do that for a couple of hours, and then the fans are let in for the Big Ten luncheon, and that is where all the coaches speak. Reese Davis will be there doing the interviewing this year. That's where Amir Abdullah will be giving his speech, which has lasted anywhere from about 7 to 12 minutes over the last few years with the gentlemen that are picked to represent the players. And then everybody heads home on a Tuesday afternoon. They've even got a fun run, a 5K or a 10K, 10K I believe it is, in Chicago on Sunday. I will not be doing that. Glad to have you along with us. Normal Tuesday sidekick Damon Day is out today. He's got some family stuff going on, don't we all, this summertime of the season. So we'll chat later on in the program with Maryland. Today we go to the Washington Post. Roman Stubbs will join us to talk about one of the two new members in the conference. And as we talked about early on with Rutgers, early on when we started our 14 teams in 14 days with Adam Rittenberg, a lot more folks think Maryland has a better chance to adjust and be good right away in the league. But you have to think that if Maryland and or Rutgers were in the West Division, which geographically I know makes no sense, but if they were in the West Division, maybe would have a little bit better chance to finish higher than expected. I just have a hard time believing that that's going to be the case. Maryland does not fit the MO of a Big Ten team, rugged, physical, run the ball. In fact, Phil Steele has their two wide receivers, both as his first team wide receivers in the conference, so they like to get the ball up and going. We'll see what Maryland can do in the Big Ten East. Also, the Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Volleyball game is peppered with local talent tonight at the Lincoln North Star, 7 o'clock. It'll be shown on Nebraska Educational Television. A lot of the area seniors are playing. A couple of coaches, Coach Polt from McGiltner is an assistant, and Matt Cain Fairbanks of St. Paul is a head coach, and we'll be talking with him towards the end of the program today about that. Troutman's Tuesday trivia as well. Legion Baseball, this, if there's no rain, and I don't see that happening tonight. I don't see that raining out anything tonight. And if it doesn't, then all of the Legion baseball tournaments in the area will conclude tonight for the A juniors and the A, B, and C seniors. For the state tournaments, B and C juniors still have their finals set for tomorrow. We will run that down. But, man, what a deal last night. Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Basketball Games. You never know how these are going to go. And without going into the history here, usually there's one fairly close game and one game that's not so close. But last night, you had both games go down to the final shot. Both games, the game-winning points were scored by athletes from our listening area. The boys' game, the highest-scoring all-star game at the Nebraska Coaches Association in its 46-year history. Damian Austin of Kearney High set a record with 8 made three-pointers, scored 25 points, which led all scorers in the game last night. Riley Reinertsen of Gibbon, he had a fairly busy day, throws down an even par 72 early on up at the Norfolk Country Club in the first round of the Nebraska Amateur, then drives to Lincoln, hooks up with his dad and his old friend, as Paul Reinertsen told us yesterday, played ball with Damian Austin as a youngster, and they just go crazy, and Riley hits the game-winning shot at the buzzer, and I'll tell you what, just watching it last night, that wasn't the play that they had set up. It kind of broke down. Austin tried to go inside, nowhere to go. They kick it into the corner. Riley Reinertsen is just cool as the other side of the pillow, as Stuart Scott would say. Didn't panic, got the ball with a couple of seconds, didn't force it, made a ball fake. Defender goes flying by him, one dribble, little 12-footer, nothing but twine, 115-114, and the blue beats the red in both of the area. Young men had a great game last night. And then in the girls' game, back and forth in this one, and it comes down to Rachel Jeldon hitting free throws down the stretch. The Red win at 77-76. She also had 14 rebounds in the game. Hastings College already knew they were getting a good one. They proved that last night. Mackenzie Brown of Grand Island Northwest, who's coming to UNK, was on the blue team, and she had 13 points there. So if the volleyball game, and if you read a couple of the articles today, including Mike Patterson, the Omaha World Herald. I mean, we know that right now volleyball is a little bit stronger. Some people would say a lot bit stronger, but basketball is good. But volleyball at the high school level in Nebraska is great for the size of the state it is and produces all this Division I talent. And they get after it tonight. And if it holds up to it, you have to hope this goes five sets tonight. And the interesting thing is this is a draft back and forth, and we'll talk with Coach Matt Cain today on the show about how he went about his draft. You could have players from the same high school team on different sides, but he's got from the area a little bit upper class, Northwest, both players, Aurora, St. Cecilia, and then Kearney Catholic, Minden, Bertrand Giltner on the red team. But you got Carly Bauer of Minden, Shayla Connor, Kearney Catholic, Allison Mason, Bertrand, Danny Most, Giltner on the red team. Coach Gary Bender of Humphrey and Kurt Polt of Giltner coaching that on the blue team. Matt Cain Fairbanks of St. Paul and Terry Newyer of Waverly. They've got Olivia Budner of Waverly, who's going to the Huskers on that team. St. Cecilia's Morgan Nicola, Macy Coffey of Blue Hill, Mercedes Lassen, St. Paul, Taylor Teal, Aurora, and the Northwest duo of Katie Plocky and Aaron Sorhan all on that team today. Brittany Lawrence is going to Creighton from North Platte St. Pat's. She is on that team. You've got Emily Gregan from Elkhorn South on that squad. There are some super, super players that are going to be in that matchup tonight, and then they'll play softball tomorrow. So that's the Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star game that will be going on tonight in Lincoln as part of the Coach's Clinic. If you'd like to be a part of the Doug and Daddy Show, we're here for you at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Of course, you can always tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. And again, as we get ready for Big Ten Media Days, you may have some questions. We'd love to hear from you. We'd like to pick out a few questions to ask the coaches, the players, the schools. We'll talk to national analysts, probably catch up with the director of officials again this year. We get a whole lot of information. And if you've got a specific question, hey, we would sure love to ask it. So you can email us or tweet us. And again, the Twitter address at ESPN 1460 1550. You can email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Again, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up a little bit later on. The phone number is 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. We mentioned that the Nebraska Amateur is going on, the 106th edition, and most of the area golfers that did well yesterday don't even tee off until the second round this afternoon. Let's take a look at your leaderboard right now. David Klaus, who won this back in 1999 out of Friend, 1 under through 13. He's 5 under on the course, has a one-shot lead over Travis Menzel of Lincoln, who's at 4 under, and then Josh Reinertsen and four others that shot 68 yesterday, tee off after lunch today. Riley Reinertsen tees off at 120. He's at even par. UNK All-American Michael Colgate had a decent round but had a triple bogey on a par 5 yesterday and ended up shooting 1 over 73. He goes this afternoon as well. So that's a few of the golfers from the listening area, and we'll keep you up to date on how things are going at the Nebraska Amateur. When we come back, we're going to take a look at Legion Baseball, get you set for tonight, give you results from last night, plus a little look, because I just don't know how the rest of the week time-wise on the show is going to go. We've got a little time in the first half of the program today. Both of our guests are in the second half of the program. As we have said ever since this show has went on the air, and we have filled out ballots for how we think conference football is going to go, and we always kind of have a feeling before we go to Big Ten Media Days or back in the day, Big 12. And then when we come back, it's always cool to analyze how our thoughts have changed. I'm going to tell you what, there is always one team that we think is going to be better and one team that we think is going to be worse, just based on talking to the coaches and the players and the media after you come back from Media Days. And I'm going to be interested to find out who those teams are. I know Jimmy Langan and a few folks really like Northwestern. Phil Steele, one of those that really likes Northwestern. Not a lot of people talking about Wisconsin. I think they just assume that they're going to be good. Many people have them maybe winning the West and just a dogfight in the East of the Big Ten. We'll take an early look at that as well. But today, Maryland is our Big Ten feature at the bottom of the hour, and we'll talk Coaches Association All-Star Volleyball, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. That might be coming up sooner than you think, so stay with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
So you work late, golf, played ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just create happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour for everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
Are you ready for this? Buffalo County Fairgrounds.
Leave the night on at the Buffalo County Fair, July 23rd through the 28th in Kearney. Enjoy Nebraska's largest county fair carnival and hundreds of 4-H open class and commercial exhibits. Make sure you stop in the exhibit building and sign up to win one of two half hogs that'll be raffled off. See you at the Buffalo County Fair, presented by Midway Auto Dealerships.
Are you ready for this?
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance. and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mainly sunny skies today, hot and humid again, high temperature near 95. Tonight, a slight chance for thunderstorms through the overnight, otherwise partly cloudy, a low of 67. A high of 86 Wednesday. Right now, 82.
Doug and Daddy Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Billy Joel played at Wrigley Field last week. I'm not going to lie, going to a Cubs game Sunday ahead of media days, probably rather go to a Billy Joel concert at Wrigley Field. Either one, though, is going to be awesome. And I didn't bring it up yesterday because I know it would have just broke Jimmy's heart, but come on, Royals. Come on. Come on. It's not like you're playing Oakland and Baltimore and the Yankees and Detroit. I mean, Cleveland's in the middle of the Central and Boston's at the bottom of the West, or East. And they just look terrible out of the All-Star break. Terrible. This is a ball club that came out with a 4-1 lead. I believe it was after four innings on Friday night. How many runs have they scored since then? Two? I mean, come on. What is going on? This is a team that a month ago was leading the division, and now they're like 8-9 games back. What are they doing? All of a sudden you can't hit? They scored a run last night. So they didn't score again on Friday. They scored one run Saturday. They didn't score Sunday. They scored one run yesterday. Quick math. That's 27 plus 5, 32. They've scored two runs in 32 innings. Is that right? That's unwatchable. That's unwatchable and just kills your pitchers. They know they can't win. You can't score. I don't even know. People are talking about trading Billy Butler. What are you going to get for him? I think he'd be really good in another lineup that had some offense. I think he'd be better. I think he'd have a chance to improve his average. Well, what's he doing for Kansas City except being a great guy? This has been kind of the talk behind the scenes. You can't really change. You know, you got Butler and Gordon, the faces of the franchise. But what do you do in Kansas City? I mean, they basically, where they were right there, have played themselves almost out of the playoffs. They are 8 games back. They are now 2 games below 500. There are 8 teams in the American League above 500. There are only 15 total. Kansas City is now in the bottom half of the American League after leading the division 1 month ago. They are 2-8 in their last 10. 2-8. In their last 10. How far back are they in the wild card standings? 4.5 games. But they've got five teams ahead of them. You got to be in the top two. So they're 4.5 back of the Angels and Seattle. See, I think that's what's frustrating to myself and most Royals fans. Seattle's terrible, but not for 27 years. Here they are in the playoff hunt. It's frustrating. I think that's what is frustrating. You want the Royals, but let's be frank here. If this team goes on another 10-game winning streak, they might be 6 games back, 5 games back. I mean, a 10-game winning streak right now doesn't even put you back in the hunt. It just kind of keeps you there going into August, mid-August. Kansas City has got to get it put together because you've got the trade deadline coming up. What do you do if you're the Royals? Once you're out of contention, nighty-night. Nighty-night. So they're at the White Sox, and then they come home for seven games. Cleveland and Minnesota. Let's face it. These next nine games, I'm going to tell you what. Jeff, you got to remind me. Friday, August 1st, when we come back on this radio show, I want to know where the Royals are. They have got nine games right now. Nine games. They are playing putrid baseball. They have to go 7-2 in these nine games. Have to. They're not playing great teams, and seven of them are at home. If this team doesn't go 7-2 in its next nine games on August 1st, it's over. Because then what happens? At Oakland, at Arizona, San Francisco, Oakland. Nighty-night. Bye-bye. She gone. Yeah, forget it. 7-2 in the next nine games, or it's over. And 7-2, I'm just 7-2, they might gain a game on Detroit. Even 7-2, not going to really wow the world. But if it's anything worse than 7-2, I'm unfortunately, August and September are going to be like they've been since 1985. Just nothing to watch. There'll be plenty to watch, though, at the Buffalo County Fair, sponsored by the Midway Auto Dealerships, coming up this weekend. It all starts on Wednesday, tomorrow. Man, it gets going already tomorrow. We've got concert action Thursday and Friday, music all weekend. You've got the Buffalo County Shootout with the bull riding, ultimate bull riding tour. That is Sunday evening. And, ladies and gentlemen, we have got Demolition Derby going on Saturday, 5 o'clock. We've got a pair of tickets and a parking pass that we want to give away right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you would like to go to the Demolition Derby at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, right now give us a call at 888-455-ESPN. And Jeffrey, I mean, all you got to do is know how to dial the phone, right? I don't want these guys wrecking. I don't want to ask a NASCAR question or an Indy question or anything like that. Let's just take caller number four right now at 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Caller four gets a pair of tickets to the Buffalo County Fair Demolition Derby and a parking pass, which is Saturday night. Of course, the Buffalo County Fair brought to you by the Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney. They'll have some really cool new vehicles like they always do out on the fairgrounds all weekend long. Some representatives that you can talk to. You can find out more online at thinkmidway.com and go to their Facebook page. Time is running out because at the end of the month, that's when it all closes down on their great summer contest with the Kawasaki Vulcan 900 and Tandem Skydive through Skydive Atlas that they'll be giving away as a package deal. If any individual purchases a vehicle from Midway between now and the entry deadline, you'll receive an additional 20 entries. And if you have any service work done, you'll get an additional 5 entries. The contest runs through the end of the month. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. So check out the Midway Auto Dealerships. Got to get a chance again to give away all that's going on with the Buffalo County Fair. Again, call now to get your Demolition Derby tickets. Coming up in a little bit, it's Maryland Terrapin football, Troutman's Tuesday trivia, and Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Volleyball game. Do want to get you set for American Legion baseball. Remember, in Class A, the champions and runners-up all go to state. One tournament's in Omaha. The other tournament is in Grand Island. And the A6, Grand Island Home Federal, trying to win the area title. They beat Fremont 10-2. They're undefeated. They'll play Columbus at 4 o'clock this afternoon at Norfolk. Grand Island beat Columbus 18-0 in the second round of their area tournament, which for them was the first game because they had a first-round bye. And if Columbus happens to win the first game, they'll have to play a second. In the A7 at North Platte, Hastings 5 points, scored 3 in the ninth last night to beat North Platte 9-6. So they're headed to state. Hastings will play Kearney Runza at 4 o'clock this afternoon in North Platte. Hastings has to win twice. You can hear the games on 1230 AM KHAS. The winner of that area tournament gets to stay close to home in Grand Island. The winner, or the loser will go to Omaha. Congratulations to Chris from Kearney, the winner of our Demolition Derby tickets. We do have a winner. Congratulations to Chris in Kearney. He's going to the Demolition Derby at the Buffalo County Fair. In the Class B Area Seniors Tournament, Wakefield beat Lakeview last night, so they will play Albion in Albion tonight at 5:30. The B6 at Cozad. Cozad's the undefeated team. They will play Holdridge tonight at 5. Holdridge beat McCook 5-4. C6 at Osceola. The undefeated team, St. Paul, got beat last night by Palmer Wallback Greeley 15-1, and Sutton beat David City 9-2. So Sutton and Palmer Wallback Greeley will play at 5:30. The winner will play in the championship against St. Paul at approximately 8 o'clock. And they're down to the final two teams at Shelton. Shelton Gimmett eliminated Dannebrog Carroll Bolas 10-0. Hirschland, which is Hershey Sutherland, eliminated Overton 8-2. Hirschland will have to beat Shelton twice, and the first game tonight is at 5:30. Junior action, the so-called A and B teams from Grand Island had to play each other. 5 points. The A team beat Grand Island Dinsdale, but a tough ball game, 5-1. Fremont Reds beat South Sioux City 9-7. So 5 points. The undefeated team there will play for the championship against Fremont tonight at 6 o'clock. And a tough way to go out for Kearney Post 52 last night. They were up 7-0, and then North Platte rallied for a 12-9 win to eliminate Post 52. So North Platte will play Hastings at Duncan Field tonight, 5:30. Hastings is the undefeated team. And our area teams have been eliminated in the junior state tournaments. Class B at Aurora, Waverly beat Kearney County. That's Minden 7-0. Blair eliminated Holdridge 7-2. And Hickman beat Beatrice. So today at Aurora, Waverly and Beatrice at 4. Hickman, the unbeaten team, will play Blair at 7. And the Class C at Creighton, they had a lot of extra inning games. Battle Creek 9-5 over Palmer Wallback Greeley in 10 innings. Malcolm over Crofton 10-7 in 8 innings. And then Creighton, who's only in the tournament because they're the host, Crofton beat them in the area tournament. Creighton, now the undefeated team left in the Class C state tournament, beat defending state champion Louisville 3-1. Louisville and Malcolm will play at 5 today. Creighton will take on Battle Creek at 8. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And our 14 teams in 14 days, let's find something out about the Maryland Terrapins, one of the two new teams in the league, when we come back.
What does success look like for you? Maybe it's time to start something new at Complete Nutrition, a clean, comfortable place where you can discuss your health and nutritional needs on a personal level. It's more than just a store. It's an experience. Want a supplement plan that works with your lifestyle? For mature men, there's TrueForm from Complete Nutrition. This daily metabolism-boosting multivitamin has everything you need for long-term wellness. TrueForm supports heart health, a better prostate, energy, mood, memory, and reinvigorates male vitality. TrueForm Power and Performance, a multivitamin for men. Complete Nutrition. Success starts here.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
The following sponsors are proud to support the area youth involved in all the area county fair, 4-H, and livestock auctions. Trampy Ag, Kappa Grains, Zorb Farms, Exchange Bank Minden, Killian Motors, Sapp Brothers, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, Ravenna Sanitation, RAI of Nebraska, Exchange Bank in Minden, Stadler Implement in Minden, and Clevenger Farm Products. Good luck to each and every one of you. Taking time out of your summer to be a part of such a great program is a blue ribbon in itself.
Every day you struggle to attract new customers and keep the ones you have while keeping the business running and staying in a budget. Get noticed with help from Copycat Printing. Their design and printing teams can go big with banners, yard signs, even wraps for your company vehicles. They can make sure you stand out at a fair or convention with a booth that will turn heads. If you can imagine it, they can design it and print it. Copycat Printing, across from the Kearney Chicken Coop, or visit KearneyCopycat.com. Copycat Printing, a better idea.
Kearney Cretan Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry supplies for a combined 140 years of experience, including the new showroom in Grand Island on West Highway 30. Stop in today and let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and the value of your home and business. Kearney Cretan Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Looking out my window.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda with you on this Wednesday. Tomorrow, we're going to talk Kearney Little League. They're heading to Indianapolis for the Central Regional, trying to get to the Little League World Series. Their manager this year is Bill Bonner. He'll join us tomorrow. Ohio State, the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels, will join us in our Big Ten preview as well tomorrow. Right now, our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you yesterday, which conference is least likely to have a team in the college football playoff? And ouch, 36% in a very even vote, but you took the Big Ten, your own conference people. 36%, ACC and Big 12, 27%, 9% Pac-12, and of course, nobody thinks that the SEC will not have somebody get in. Our Midtown Mart cooler question today, which you can always vote on at ESPNSuperstation.com. Which Nebraska home game are you most looking forward to this year? Well, I'm going to throw out Miami of Florida because I think that's what's going to win it. So you throw out Miami of Florida, I'm going to say Minnesota because Nebraska, end of the year, need that to stay in any kind of contention, either to quit ruffling feathers if it's not going well or to maybe have a chance to win the division. Plus, it's right before Thanksgiving, so turkey's right around the corner. You can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com.
It's that time, 14 teams in 14 days, leading you up to Big Ten Media Days, July 28th and 29th in Chicago. We'll preview a different team each day. We'll head to the Big Ten East Division for today's team.
Maryland.
The Terrapins.
It's time for 14 teams in 14 days now on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I figured the only time that ESPN Radio talked Maryland football was when the Scott Van Pelt Show was on, but our chance to delve into Maryland, learn something about them, what they bring to the Big Ten besides some talented wide receivers and making his debut as a guest on the Doug and Daddy Show. We go to the nation's capital from the Washington Post. Roman Stubbs joins us. And Roman, thanks so much for the time. Doug Duda here. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Well, great to have you on, and as I do from time to time when we talk with Detroit or we talk with Philadelphia, I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. How fired up are they as NFL camps are opening with the Redskins, and then of course we got some Huskers out there as well.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, NFL camp, you know, with that being right around the corner out here in Richmond, it's you know, people love, you know, their NFL out here, and I think there's a little bit of excitement for Maryland football, though, too. Obviously, it'll never be the Redskins, but, you know, with the move to the Big Ten, there's quite a bit of enthusiasm, and it should be a really interesting August, that's for sure.
I had some family that lived and still do on the East Coast, but grew up in Alexandria, Virginia, out there, big Redskins fans, and I don't think people in the Midwest, they know the Chiefs are rabid, they know Packer fans are. I'm not sure they get how rabid the Washington fan base is out there.
It's an incredible fan base. I mean, you know, even look at the Washington Post sports section. It the site is driven in the fall, or at least the sports section is driven by the Redskins and the coverage. And you know, you can really see it in the traffic numbers and most read articles and things like that. So, people take it really serious. And you know, they've got a big year coming up, that's for sure.
Roman Stubbs, Washington Post, here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Let's just start with a couple general questions for Nebraska and Big Ten fans that don't know a whole lot about Maryland except some funky helmets from time to time. What's the fan base like, and what is Maryland football all about in this day and age?
Yeah, well, the fan, you know, there's always going to be loyal pockets, I think, of fan base that you know, wish they would have stayed in the ACC. But there is a very loyal following. And now with the move to the Big Ten, you know, there's been this surge of excitement. You know, season ticket sales have gone up, you know, 25 or 30%. And people are generally, I think, excited about Randy Edsall. I mean, he's had a very successful recruiting class this summer, with the class of 2015. You know, maybe his best, or, you know, the most prolific that he's had, he's been able to put together, you know, 13 commitments in June alone. So I think there's a general sense that, you know, Maryland's moving in the right direction. There's still a lot of things that, you know, they're going to have to adjust to being in the Big Ten. They're going to have to get, you know, improved facilities. They're going to have to, you know, learn their opponents and you know, a whole new set of opponents. But generally, you know, they were pretty successful in the ACC, and I think there's a lot of people in the general consensus is that that can translate to the Big Ten. So, yeah, it's a good fan base. I expect that to grow with the move.
I know, well, when Nebraska moved into the conference 4 years ago, I think fans underestimated how different it is, how many more intangibles there are when that happens. And is Maryland got a grasp on that?
No doubt. I think it's going to take a year or two. I think that's probably the case in basketball as well, but especially for football, you know, Randy Edsall had said in an interview last week that, you know, just paraphrasing, he had said that, you know, this is a football conference and that the tradition in this conference is it's on another level. And I think that alone, you know, you're having to deal with trips to the Midwest and you know, dealing with these new opponents and searching for a rival and you know, all, like you said, all those intangibles that you wouldn't expect to be important, I think will be important in those first couple of years. And you know, whether that equals wins or not, I don't know. I mean, a lot of people, I think, are interested to see if especially in this first year, if they can get a few wins in the Big Ten. Like you said, it's going to be a definite process, and you know, I wouldn't be surprised if there's some growing pains.
We're talking here from the Washington Post with Roman Stubbs on the Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio. Roman, we talked about at the top of the hour here, will Maryland's offense and style fit into what many perceive as a Big Ten, is that physical conference. We see you got great wide receivers, not to overlook what you've got coming back for running backs in the backfield, but what about the style of ball they play and just that coming into a Big Ten that's known as rough and tumble and eat dirt and grass and things like that?
Right. You know, it's the one question mark they have on offense is their offensive line. You know, not to say they don't have veterans or talent there, but you know, that's among the fan base, that's kind of been the, you know, kind of the talk of the preseason of, you know, will this unit be as strong as the other units on offense? But, you know, if they can, you know, establish some continuity, up front, you know, I don't see why they can't, you know, adapt to that style of play in the Big Ten. Obviously they're going to probably, you know, throw a lot and, you know, kind of rely on the spread and look for, you know, Diggs and Long to have big years out wide. But, you know, this is Edsall, you know, is a guy who has devoted in the past, you know, large chunks of games to the run, and he's got talented running backs. And if they can establish, like I said, some type of traction up front and find a good unit, out of camp, I don't see why they can't be effective offensively in the Big Ten.
Tell us a little bit about your quarterback. Everybody's raving about these wide receivers. Your quarterback can run a little bit too. I mean, this is a 3,000-yard combined type of guy in C.J. Brown.
Yeah, C.J. Brown, six-year senior. He's granted a six-year. He's had a really up and down 2 years. Tore his ACL 2 years ago and was kind of banged up last year and you know, this is a really a position that they've really struggled with finding consistency at. I mean, I think 2 years ago against Florida State, they were down to an emergency quarterback. They had to convert a linebacker to play quarterback in the middle of the season. And Brown, again, he's always been kind of the leader of the pack, but last year, again, he had problems staying healthy. And I think now that, you know, he's kind of had a year under his belt to regain health, and he had a pretty decent spring. You know, the team was depleted with injuries around him during the spring in a lot of ways, but he still had a pretty good spring game and competed, and he's expected to have a good camp. And you know, like you said, he's a multidimensional guy. He can beat you definitely with his feet. And so with Diggs and Longback, you know, that should really help him. And you know, if he can have that type of senior year that they're expecting him to have, you know, Maryland can be really dangerous offensively. And I guess the key, though, is him staying healthy.
Well, let's flip the tables here, Roman, about the defense. I mean, 20 or more points in every single conference game last year. Of course, the offense was scoring points, so sometimes that's a yin and a yang there. They do have some good defensive players coming back, a lot of returning starters on both sides of the ball. What should we expect from the defense?
Yeah, defensive unit's going to be, I think, really solid. I mean, you know, you have that many starters back you know, there's just another year of maturity. I think that Sean Davis, that their safety, is really expected to do big things this year. He had, 102 tackles last year, led the team as a sophomore. And I think he, you know, he can be a breakout player for them and really lead a secondary that might open some eyes. Up front, Andre Monroe, very, very effective defensive lineman. You know, he really helps well with that 3-4 scheme that they run, and you know, he's a guy that I think has NFL potential. And they have players at all three levels that I think fit not only Edsel's scheme, but I think, like you said, can fit or at least look the part in the Big Ten. You know, physical. Grinders, guys who can make plays. It's definitely not a soft unit. You know, I think the defense, like I said, this is the narrative with this team has been health the last 2 years. You know, if they can keep guys intact and find some depth, it can be a pretty good unit.
Well, each year has gotten better under Coach Randy Edsel. A lot of the national pundits think that they're not quite sure. They don't want to take Maryland into that top two spot in the East with Ohio State and Michigan State, but they mix them up with Michigan and Penn State and yourself. I know it's middle of July. Well, what's your expectations? What do you think this Maryland team will do this fall?
Well, I think that they're going to get to a bowl game. You know, whether that equals, you know, 4 or 5 Big Ten wins, I don't know. But I think they're probably middle of the pack in the Big Ten. Again, you talk about their schedule. You know, they've got a kind of a gauntlet in the middle of the Big Ten schedule. They got to go to Madison. You know, they got to go to Penn State. They got to go to Ann Arbor. But you know, they do get Ohio State, Michigan State at home, and you know, they're going to have to pick up, you know, a few big wins to kind of make a move in the Big Ten. But I'd expect this team to go to a bowl game and you know, maybe even, you know, surprise people and you know, get to 8 or 9 wins. But again, it's really early. And I think people are just looking forward to that first, you know, Big Ten game in Bloomington and seeing how all this is going to go down.
To get to 9 wins, they'll probably have to sweep non-conference. Do you think they're favored in every one of those non-conference games?
I don't know if they're favored. I mean, it's South Florida, that's going to be a tough trip, and they got to go to Syracuse. And West Virginia is going to be a tough home game for them. I don't think they're going to sweep. You know, I think they can win. I think they're capable of winning all 4 of those games, but. Whether they're favored or not, I don't know. I would think that, you know, they can win South Florida. They can win at Syracuse. West Virginia is going to be a challenge. So they've definitely got their hands full with the schedule, and it's not an easy schedule by any means. So,
last minute with Roman Stubbs, Washington Post, our 14 teams in 14 days. Expanded Big Ten now with the Maryland Terrapins. Just a couple of general questions here, Roman, before we let you go. I know – in Nebraska, when they came into the Big Ten, going in, boy, the Big 12's tough. Oh, wait a minute, we're in. Now the Big Ten's tough. And there was fans, media, even some coaches had a certain perception on how they were treated leaving one conference and going into the other. How has all that been with Maryland? How was last year as far as being treated everywhere, and how are they perceiving? Do they think the Big Ten's tougher?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think Edsel, you know, when they had the official induction into the league July 1st, Edsel had said that, you know, the coaching fraternity and the fan bases have been really welcoming. Again, it's going to kind of be trial by fire, I think, this fall with them going and playing these teams. But, you know, there were some hard feelings with them leaving the ACC. They still got this huge lawsuit that's in litigation that's going on. And you know, they're trying to move on. And I think, you know, there's obviously going to be that question of who's their rival and who, you know, who can they kind of look forward to playing every week within the next couple of years. But the general sense is that, you know, the Big Ten has been really welcoming and a lot of fan bases are excited about them joining.
Well, it's going to be a couple of years before Nebraska and Maryland face, unless there's a really unique story in a championship game. So we'll see how that all plays out, and we'll let you out of here with this, Roman. Is there something we should know about Maryland athletics, a certain tradition, a certain vibe that they're going to bring to the Big Ten that we shouldn't be shocked about the first time we see it?
Expect anything with their uniforms. they're very unique on that, the aesthetic front, and they can do anything with that end. Under Armour it's pretty wacky with Maryland uniforms, and you know, people get really excited about, you know, what they're going to bring every week. And so if there's one thing I've learned, I'm a month in on the beat. If there's one thing I've learned, it's people love those uniforms. So watch out.
Well, Rowan, it was a pleasure getting a chance to chat with you for the first time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and hopefully we can do it many more times. Enjoy fall football, and we'll chat again.
You bet. Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet. From the Washington Post, check out all your Maryland news right there. Roman Stubbs here on the Doug and Daddy Show with Maryland Terrapin football. This is the team, because it has nothing to do with Nebraska. I don't think Nebraska fans will pay any attention to it, because I don't think anybody believes this team can win the East this year. But they've got a lot of talent. They got a lot of talent. And their non-conference is James Madison, then South Florida on the road, host West Virginia at Syracuse. I mean, South Florida, West Virginia, Syracuse, all kind of a coin flip, 7-point type of a point spread games there. And then they open at Indiana. Wow, could that be a shootout? That could be one of the most exciting games of the year in the Big Ten, but it's at Indiana. And then they come home with Ohio State, bye week, Iowa at home, and then, as Roman said, then the juggernaut of their schedule. From October 25th to November 22nd, here's what you got. At Wisconsin, at Penn State, bye week, host the defending conference champions, Michigan State, and then go to Michigan in that 5 weeks. So they need to have a good vibe going into that month-long stretch right there. Coming up, Matt Cain Fairbanks. We're going to talk a little high school volleyball with the Nebraska Coach Association All-Star Game tonight in Lincoln, plus Troutman's Tuesday Trivia when we come back.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts, or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 1 till 8. Saturday and Sunday, 11 till 5. Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better, with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner, because he cares. OneRocky.com.
Who likes contracts? Whether it's your gym membership or cell phone service, nobody likes contracts, right? That's why you should choose Prairie iNet. They offer amazing internet service and you never, never have to sign a contract. You will get fast, reliable service for streaming video, playing online games, and social media. They're locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. And there is no risk with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, no gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable, high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of streaming video, playing online games, and social media. Oh, and how about never having to sign a contract and a 30-day money-back guarantee? Prairie iNet is locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. No gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Hey, Nebraska. At Big O Tires, we're here to provide you with great value and peace of mind. One way we do that is with our ready-to-road trip service special. For just $19.95 on most vehicles, we'll change your oil, rotate your tires, top off your fluids, inspect your brakes, belts, hoses, and test your battery. All for just $19.95. You'll get great peace of mind for safe summer driving and a great value. Tire service straight talk. We are Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Travis Tuesday Trivia coming up later on this week. More tickets for the Buffalo County Fair, for the Demolition Derby, the Ultimate Bull Riding, and a whole lot more. Folks, if it's, well, it's warm, you're looking at that water getting on your lawn, maybe it needs a little help. Well, Johnson Lawn and Landscaping is there for you. Everything you need to know to keep your lawn looking great all year round. Landscaping help with shrubs and the trees and rocks that make everything look so great around your home, your office, your place of business, and, of course, the custom concrete edging that they can do for you. You get style and functionality to your new or existing landscape. They've been serving the Tri-Cities online at NebraskaLandscape.com or give Johnson Lawn and Landscape a call today, 308-237-LAWN, 237-LAWN. And don't forget to stop into their nursery located just beside Yellow Van on 6th Street in Kearney. Proudly landscaping Nebraska and doing amazing work, Johnson Lawn and Landscaping in Kearney. Well, some excitement last night, as we said earlier in the show, during the Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star basketball games. They're going to have to go like 19-17 in the fifth tonight in the volleyball, I think, just to live up to it. But I know there is a lot of great talent there, and Matt Cain Fairbanks, St. Paul, who's done an outstanding job with their program, is one of the head coaches, and he joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Matt, Doug Duda, how are you? Good morning.
Hey, great. Great, Doug. Thanks. And yeah, how about a shout out to Riley Reinertsen and all his fans out there? That was, what a perfect way to end. We were all there watching the game and had front row seats to that in front of his dad, his last game as a basketball player, dad's maybe last coaching game I've heard possibly. And the kid goes out and drains a two-pointer to win 115-114. I mean, that you couldn't ask for a better All-Star game than the basketballs last night.
Yeah, and Matt, as I said, Riley didn't panic. There was little time left. He could have just grabbed it and shot it because he knew there was 2 seconds left, but he makes the fake. He takes the shot. And in high school, heck, in college and the pros, it's hard to have that kind of charisma and in-the-moment calmness. Is it hard when you're right in some great matches? I mean, you've been through some great matches as a volleyball player and coach. That's kind of hard to teach and coach.
Absolutely. It absolutely is. And it's not, I don't think, something you get the first time. And that's a coach's kid for you, though, you know, and somebody that's been playing a lot of basketball his entire life. He just knows. And he always, Riley, I mean, we, St. Paul plays Given, and we see them every year. And he's steady all the time. I mean, you want him on the court when the game's on the line in whatever situation, probably whatever sport he does. But yeah, it was great to see that calm, and it looked like, you know, the play worked exactly how they had it designed, and they made one extra pass, and there he was.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the volleyball tonight, part of the coaches' clinic. It's been a great week. The awards banquet Sunday, basketball last night, softball tomorrow, and we've been mentioning how great the talent always is in volleyball across the state, and there are more gals from our Tri-City and a little bit beyond listening area than I can ever remember in any of the sports.
Right.
As I want to start, it's come down to a draft now. It's not north, south, east, west. Of course, you have a St. Paul girl in Mercedes Lassen, so she's on your team, and Coach Polt has a Giltner girl, and Humphrey, Coach Bender has a girl as well. And a good job that you get Olivia probably automatically as well, so you didn't have to draft her right out the bat. But you knew if you didn't play against them in the regular season, you know them from summer ball. How tough was it for you to decide who you wanted?
Yeah, that was extremely difficult. If the listeners out there don't know exactly how it works, there's a big panel of coaches that narrow the list for us, and we get the list of the 20, and we're on that panel too, and we get it down to the 28 girls, and then we have to pick between them, and we kind of had them in positions, you know, from the original coach draft. We had the four setters and the eight middles or whatever we had, or four middles, excuse me, eight middles, and we had to, just pick one after another from there. It was extremely difficult. And it got to be honest, in some of ours, I really tried to pick some girls from our Tri-City area that I see all the time, because the Northwest girls, for example, I coach against them in summer league every year at Grand Island, and I was excited to have them on my side for a change. A Taylor Teal from Aurora is another one we see all the time. From St. Cecilia, what's her name?
Morgan Nicola.
We play her all the time. It was just, I really tried to get some of those girls from that I see on the other team on my team this time. So it was so even. I mean, the talent was so even. You couldn't pick a bad team with the 28 girls that we had to choose from. So no, it was a fun process. But you're right, it was a difficult decision. And honestly, I tried to get some kids that I'd always kind of wanted to coach, you know.
Matt Cain, Fairbanks, St. Paul, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's coaching the blue team in tonight's Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Volleyball game. I think when we get to All-Star basketball, football, you can talk about height, you can talk about quickness, you can talk about who's going to run the ball or pass the ball. I think it's probably a lot more even here, but give me your scouting report. Where do you think your team is strong, and what do you think the strength of the red team is?
Oh, gosh. we've spent a lot of time trying to put our own lineup together. Thinking about the scout from the other team, they have they're very strong, I know, in the middle. That's definitely something that jumps out to me. And I know Shayla Connor will do a great job. She's a very aggressive setter. We're going to try to be really prepared for her dumping the ball over as a setter. I mean, I've seen enough of that over 4 years to not be surprised by it. Whether we can get them or not, I don't know. But we'll be ready for that, and I expect that their middles will do very well. And they also, I mean, they just have some big outsides, so it should be a lot of balance. Oh, and you can't overlook on the other team, Sydney Townsend, who's going to Nebraska, the pious libero over there. I would expect her to make some pretty spectacular saves when we think the ball is going down. So I would expect some long rallies. We've kind of been training for some for some long extended rallies there. And then on our team, you know, we've got some nice balance. We have four different lineups. You know, we try to play different girls with everyone. And in volleyball, different from basketball, you play, you know, the whole set kind of, and then you play a different set for the next, in a different group for the next set. And we kind of have four different lineups, and I really think we're all pretty even. And we're pretty balanced in every rotation. It'll kind of just be who steps up to play tonight. But, you know, I'm really, really happy with all of our players. And that's one thing I wanted to add, too, is, you know, coaching an all-star game, you're going to get good talent. And that's, you know, the first couple practices you're in awe of, oh, my gosh, you know, they're hitting it on the 5-foot, 6-foot line sometimes straight down. And, you got either jump serves and, I mean, all these things that you don't see in your gym. But as you get to know them, the coolest part is how well-rounded all these girls are. And just getting to know them over 3 days has been probably the best part for me, because, I mean, they all come from different walks of life, but every single one is talented and a well-rounded individual, and they're just awesome people. And that's probably the best part for me.
And I always think it's interesting when the big-time rivalries, the big-time foes, and I'm not just talking conference, because we got some kids that have been in district final battles on the red. Of course, Minden and Kearney Catholic happen to be on the same team. Giltner and Bertrand happen to be on the same team. On your team, you got the Northwest and Aurora girls. You've got the St. Cecilia Blue Hill. And 95% of the time, it seems like guys or gals, they seem to really get along once they finally get to play together.
Yeah, there is absolutely. You're exactly right on that. I mean, just in the van ride yesterday to practice, I don't exactly know how the conversation started, but it was Olivia Boonder from Waverly and Casey Holland from Norris, and I believe it was Casey said something like, "Oh yeah, Olivia, who was it that won at state? Oh, no, that was us that beat you at state, wasn't it? How was that big lead? Nope, wait, we came back and beat you. Or, you know, something along those lines. So there's smack talk on your own team from the high school season. But, yeah, they've known each other forever. And with volleyball, maybe more than any other sport, a lot of these girls have played together in club volleyball. We've got a Nebraska juniors 18s team that's always, you know, in the top group nationally. And they're kind of split half on our team, half on the red team. I think Coach Connor out there at Kearney Catholic had some of the Western and Central Nebraska girls on her 18s team. So they know each other as well. So there's just the girls know each other, and they all stay on the same floor here. So they are they're used to playing with one another.
Well, I know we'll kind of wrap things up here with Matt Cain, Fairbanks, St. Paul, talking about tonight's All-Star Volleyball game in Lincoln. And the Journal-Star talked to Coach Newyear of Waverly about how they want to win. And if I know you, Matt, you have, as you said, you've already got four lineups. I know you've got this X and O'd out because that's part of the fun of the whole deal. But once you guys step on the court, I think we're going to see some outstanding, hard-fought, state tournament-type volleyball action.
Yeah, if our inter-squad practices have been any indication, you're in for a really good matchup. Again, we've got some big name players, but we've got some players that, you know, from the outer states, north part, western part, that maybe a lot of people haven't seen. And I think I was really impressed with what I've seen with all the girls on both teams. So, yeah, I think it's going to be an outstanding match tonight. I'm looking forward to it.
And, Matt, I don't want to overlook you talking about your own Mercedes Lassen, who had to be at times your do-everything gal, and as her vertically challenged can still leap out of the gym. I see you've got her as a libero where she might not get the opportunity to get up front for you, but what are you going to do with her tonight?
Yeah, she will be a libero, and she could step right in. And in drills, we've had her filling in for Olivia Boonder. Actually has to go to a lot of Husker class and practice with her team, so she hasn't been to all our practice. So Mercedes got to play a little front row in place of Olivia. So, yeah, the other girls, they're always so amazed at how well she can get up and hit. But, no, I'm excited tonight to see her play at her what is probably her true spot, which is at libero, with some of these Division I and Division II recruits on either side of her. So she can definitely rise her level of defense, and she's shown that in practice. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what she can do. And what an honor for her. She was our manager when I was the assistant coach when she was going to be a 7th grader, I believe, or 8th grader, some one of those years. She was our student manager here at All-Star. And now to come back as a player, that's pretty special for me to watch as a coach.
Well, folks, you can find out more. As always, a great article in today's Grand Island Independent talking with Coach about Mercedes and the team and all that's going on tonight. So, Matt, great honor to be selected to coach an All-Star game like this, and we're going to be watching tonight. Best of luck.
Great. Thank you so much, Doug. Appreciate it.
Talk to you later, buddy.
Okay.
Matt Cain, Fairbanks, St. Paul. He is with the blue team tonight. Man, just unbelievable talent tonight. And I the more I go do high school sports, I think the more that the guys, the dads, the student body are getting into volleyball because they realize how good these young ladies are. And wow, what a job tonight. Again, on the red, Carly Bauer, Minden, Shayla Connor, Kearney Catholic, Allie Most, or Mason, Bertrand, Danny Most, Giltner. For the blue team, you've got Lassen from St. Paul, Macy Coffey, Blue Hill, Morgan Nicholas, St. Cecilia, Katie Plocky, and Aaron Sorhan, Northwest, and Taylor Teal of Aurora. Let's finish things up with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, folks. Call now, 888-455 ESPN. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you're eligible. We're giving away a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. Maybe you just want some snack sticks to put in the old golf bag or the tackle box, give to the kids as you're going on a little vacation or just bopping around to Legion Baseball. Maybe you want to do it upright with USDA ground beef, some of their great steaks. Maybe you go get some fresh frozen seafood, bacon, prime rib, ham, whatever it is you want. Again, the mouth watering already, and we'll have that for you, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Call now, 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Matt.
Matt, here we go, man. Here it is, probably our first ever Maryland football question, but don't freak out because it's pretty easy. Maryland defeated which Big Ten opponent in the 2006 Champs Sports Bowl?
2006 Champs Sports Bowl, let's go with Ohio State.
Not Ohio State, try back, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Matt.
It's another Matt. I can tell that. Matt, who is the team, this Big Ten team, Maryland beat in the 2006 Champ Sports Bowl?
Michigan.
Not Michigan. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Tyler,
do you know the answer? Who did Maryland beat in the 2006 Champ Sports Bowl?
Penn State.
Oh, see, they're getting on to we throw them that curveball once in a while, but it was not Penn State. That's a great guess. That's a great guess. 888-455-ESPN. We're whittling down some of these Big Ten teams. Who are we chatting with? I've got backup questions, too, so be careful. Who are we chatting with?
Jason.
I'm going to give you this question, and then we might have a different one. The 2006 Champ Sports Bowl, Maryland beat which Big Ten team?
Illinois.
Not Illinois. Try back. 888-455-3776. 888-455-ESPN is the phone number for today's Troutman's Tuesday trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Shane,
who did Maryland beat in the 2006 Champ Sports Bowl, who is currently a member of the Big Ten Conference?
Minnesota,
not right. We've almost got half of them eliminated. 888-455-3776. 888-455-ESPN. Give us a buzz, and we'll give you a chance to win this $25 gift card. Who are we chatting with?
John,
I got to give you a different question, but I think you got I think you got a shot here. In Maryland Terrapin history, name any of their top three wide receivers when it comes to yardage, and a couple of them, well, they all did. They all played in the pros.
Wow, I don't have a clue on that. A
couple of them are still playing in the pros.
And they're from Maryland?
From Maryland.
Wow. I'm going to have to pass. I don't even have a good guess.
Okay, try back. We'll come up with more questions. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. There's nobody there. We'll keep trying. You keep trying. You know, we keep trying to give away gift cards here to Troutman's, and we keep asking questions, so let's keep after it. Who are we chatting with?
Colin.
Oh, Colin. Here we go. I don't know. I got a bad feeling. If I ask him the first question, I know he knows it. But I'm going to ask it to him anyway. What team did Maryland beat in the 2006 Champ Sports Bowl? It's a Big Ten school.
Purdue
is right. See, they had time to look it up. That's what happened. But I don't care. I don't care, Colin. We could have said be caller number 8, and that's just a luck of the draw. You're smart, and that's all that matters. Hang on the line, and Jeff will get his $25 gift card to Troutman's. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Jeff, take care of him. Take care of him, man. I think Maryland in the wide receiver, it was a tougher question. Jermaine Lewis is their number one all-time wide receiver back in the mid-90s, late 90s. But the two NFL players, Torrey Smith and Darius Heyward-Bey. Torrey Smith and Darius Heyward-Bey, second and third on Maryland's all-time receiving charts. Of course, playing in the NFL, and Torrey Smith got a little bling on the ring to go along with it. So congratulations there. And I think that brings us to the end of the Doug and Daddy show today. We will keep you up to date on Legion baseball this afternoon. Again, some of those starting at 4 o'clock, so don't forget to get out to the ballpark early. And Hastings Kearney can be heard on 1230 KHAS. We'll also keep you up to date on what's going on at the Nebraska Amateur up in Norfolk. Round 2 today. A lot of local talent tees off this afternoon. Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy show, Randy Bushcutter's in as my co-host. We're whittling down our Big Ten preview. Ohio State voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels, will join us to look at Ohio State. We'll talk Kearney Little League before they head to Indianapolis with their coach this year, Bill Bonner. And again, don't forget on Friday, we will have our Husker Roundtable. Steve Sipple, Sean Callahan, Mike Babcock. Nothing but Husker football for about that 35-minute segment in the middle of the show on Friday. And this Thursday, our friends in Grand Island, hey, we're over to see you again at Bandit Sports Bar and Grill. We'll talk Wisconsin football on a Thursday. Steve Anderson will be my co-host. So a busy week going on. And if you miss any of it, go to our podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal, The Loft and Courtyard. That's at ESPNSuperstation.com.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.